Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/videolock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever, that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/videolock. eufyofficial.com/videolock.
Here we are, my gosh, yes!
Finally, he's found a place where he can't overstay his welcome.
Yeah, maybe.
His house, as long as his wife doesn't get sick of him. Welcome to the Eric Zane Show podcast.
Last night and I'd be bold. 24 robbers at my door.
Don't sing, Eric, you're ruining it. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast. Hope you're all doing well on a nice day, I'm sure. It's kind of a little weird weather, supposedly, where we are right now in our neck of the woods, where it's going to get a little bit nutty. Hello to Megan and to all of the people who are watching it live on Facebook. Some of you, of course, get the podcast from the recorded version at ericzaneshow.com, just the audio. That's fine, too. Or maybe you watch the Facebook video later. Doesn't matter to me as long as you get it. But if you are following on Facebook, share, share, share. That is huge. If you share it, let's say you've got 300-400 people who see that you've shared that. There will be people who will see that and go, he has a podcast? They will have no idea. So that's the way we get more people on board here. So excellent, excellent. Please, if you could share, always share. The first thing we do every time we go live, it would make me so happy if you would share that the Eric Zane Show podcast is doing our thing. Okay, I've gotten a couple of messages as we've gotten started. I reached out to Sarah about those Griffins tickets that I ended up giving away. She could not take part in those tickets. I mean, before I even decided to give them away on Twitter like I did, I said, hey, do you guys want to go? And they were going to bring Saul. It was but everybody had something going on. And Sarah specifically could not because she's got a track meet. And I'm telling you, man, you got to keep your kids from signing up for track. If you have kids that are going into the level of school where they have track, you got to talk them out of it. And if you need someone to do that, I will do that for you about how much it's going to suck. Now, unless they're great at track, I mean, like, really great, every kid goes out for track. It's a social event. You wait there for like 11 hours for one event, and it's just, oh, God, the worst. Oh, out of all the sports my kids have done, it was the pits. Oh. I don't know. Some of those softball games were pretty bad, too. Four pitch walk. And then go through the whole order. It's just walk, walk, walk. It just sucks. Got to be a better way. Man. So we welcome you into the Eric Zane Show podcast. Something else. What was it? I was reminded. The weather event that's hitting like the upper Midwest is called a bomb cyclone. That sounds very ominous. But like in Minnesota and listeners in Wisconsin and that area, South Dakota, you're going to get murdered starting like tonight. This is huge. This is very, very bad. I hope everybody hangs in there. Sorry, I just got distracted. A notification came in. You might be wondering why the hell is Zane dressed up again? It's hockey night. Yes, indeed. It's always a special event. You got to dress up for hockey games. My goodness. So, yeah, that'll be tonight. Looking forward to seeing people at the rink. Now, I've set up a phone line, okay? This is the first step to getting live calls during the podcast. There's some other equipment upgrades that need to take place. But in theory, I could just get a phone and put it on speaker, which is, I am not above that. Whatever it takes to get the voices on. You all know that whenever I do an interview, I literally have one of these mics here and I prop the cell phone up to it. I turn the low end way high and the high end and the mid range way down. And it actually sounds really good. For the most part, today's Butterbean interview was a little bit janky, but that's because he was on a speakerphone. But anyway, I've set up a phone line for you. It is, the number is 616-209-7797. And I think 7797 spells prick, like P-R-Y-Q. So it's the prick line. Thank you to John. Because I tried figuring out something I could use as like the last four numbers being a word. But I don't have as weird of a mind as you, so I couldn't quite get into it. The Eric Zane Show podcast, listener hotline or prick line, 616-209-7797 or 616-209-PRICK, P-R-Y-K. Get it? What this is basically you have an opportunity to get your voice heard on the show because on it, I tell you what to do, leave a message. Basically, it's just voicemail. This is all this is. It's a glorified voicemail setup. So 616-209-7797. If there's anything you want to get off your chest, you could anonymously, because you can star 67 it, I don't care. Reach out to me and say the most vile thing you've wanted to say. So, to the Reddit folks, man, those tough guys, this is finally an opportunity for you to, I mean, I can't even respond because it's a recording. So this is a direct invitation to Reddit tough guys to, say what you want to say about me and it'll wind up here if it's good enough, but you better make it good. You can't be weak about it. You got to have some good attacks. Or you just want to say hi, I probably won't play that. Or if you maybe disagree with me in a logical sense about something I'm talking about, or maybe you liked something, maybe you dislike something, whatever that may be, it does not matter. I will check every single one of those, 616-209-7797. All right. Before I get too far down the rabbit hole, this show is, of course, brought to you by the Back Alley Comedy Club. This studio is known as the Back Alley Comedy Club Studio. DJ Dangler is appearing Saturday at Back Alley Comedy Club. To get tickets, you go to backalleycomedyclub.com. That is the immortal Don Veltman running the Back Alley Comedy Club, Muskegon, Lansing, Howard City, and Whitehall. All of those locations are at backalleycomedyclub.com. Tickets for DJ Dangler are on sale right now. For Saturday's show. And then Chris Kattan is on Monday night. Now, Kattan was set for just one show. It sold out, so they added a show. It starts at 8:45 on Monday night. If you're in the neighborhood or want to make the trip to Muskegon to Back Alley Comedy Club, you can check that show out. Saturday night alum, very famous, very funny, Chris Kattan. Get your tickets at backalleycomedyclub.com. Did you see the news about the black hole? Now, to some of you, you're going to be like, skip, boring, and I hate you. I want you to know that if you think any part of this is not awesome, I want to fight you because it is. Science is the greatest thing to talk about, and I love it when listeners send me links to amazing stories. Scientists actually did this in 2017, and it just was now revealed. So what you have here is a galaxy known as Messier 87, I believe, or M87. And that is located way the hell out there. Now, let's think about this. We have set up on little planet Earth the ability to view a black hole. And the only reason why you can see this black hole is because of all of the matter outside of this black hole that is continuously being sucked into the already incredibly dense black hole. And if you don't know, a black hole is a setup of matter, including light, that is in the hole so tightly packed that it has an intense gravitational pull, so much so that if anything going in, it will never leave. Now, there's a lot more to what exactly is a black hole, and it's all theory. And because it, one, has never been seen up until today, this is extremely exciting. For the longest time, they thought they would never be able to see a black hole. But and you can't really see it, but what you see is all of the bright stuff around it, similar to the Milky Way spiral galaxy, where all of the matter that continuously is going into it, little particles, like I said, light, dust, ice, anything. And it's just adding to the what is there. So outside of that, that's pretty much exhausting my knowledge on black holes. But I've watched enough of these shows to get an idea of what's going on there. And what you see in this is something called the event horizon. The event horizon is the part where if you're 1 inch over the line on the event horizon, you're going in the black hole and you're never coming out. If you're 1 inch to the other side, you can still get away. Now, that is millions upon millions of miles across on this thing. It's so incredible. I'll get to some of the numbers on this. I'm really, really floored by this. I hope you find this interesting. If you don't, you might want to call the prick line at 616-209-7797 and tell me so. But the gravitational pull is super intense. So this thing is, it's also 6 billion times the mass of our sun. That's how big this black hole is. Now, when you're comparing black holes to suns, it's kind of like, you know, there's no contest. Black hole is so much bigger. But it just gives you an idea of what we're dealing with here. And the distance, how far away this is? 56 million light years. Now, that means if you had a machine that could travel at the speed of light, and there will never be anything that can do that, you would have to then put it at light speed, like, you know, the Millennium Falcon, make the jump to light speed, and then travel at that speed, the speed of light, for 56 million years. Now think about that. That is astonishing that we are looking at that image all over online, Twitter, Facebook, the world. We took a picture of something that far away, 56 million light years away. Speed of light for 56 million years, and you can be there getting sucked into that black hole. What the hell? That is enough to boggle the mind, to say the least. It took them 2 years to get this image. This is kind of minutia. I don't know if it's if I can even understand it, but in the article, it talks about how the image came from telescope data collected by the Event Horizon Telescope 2 years ago, but it took so long to complete the image because it was a massive undertaking involving 200 scientists, supercomputers, and hundreds of terabytes of data delivered worldwide by plane. There was so much data to put this one image together, which was several gigantic telescopes in addition to the one I talked about. So much data that you couldn't even send it over like online resources. They had to put it on giant computers, load it into planes, and fly the hard drives to wherever the F they would then, and then they got to haul it all the way to another. It's ridiculous the undertaking that it took to find, to actually get this thing. So all these nerds were pumped up. They did a big unveiling of it. All the world's nerds got together, went cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, and away you go, man. So I think this is really, really neat. They described it, if you haven't seen it yet, and I have not posted it on my In the News section of the Eric Zane Show podcast, ericzaneshow.com. Sorry, I can't talk. It looks like Sauron's eye from freaking Lord of the Rings. So just sweet as hell. Man, I hope I haven't nerded out so much that you all are disgusted with me, because I'm watching the Facebook numbers dwindle. So they're probably like, F this. The moron's acting like he knows something about science. Ladies and gentlemen, Tony Magoo has entered the room. You should know that he is one of my favorite people of all time, if you did not catch that just the other day. Magoo, I'm wearing this because I got a hockey game tonight. You know how important that is, you big dummy. You're from Buffalo, for God's sake. And by the way, if I ever get a chance to talk to you, Magoo, in the near future, when I talk to you, you better not have a southern accent. You're Magoo. You can never have a southern accent. I know you've lived in the South for a good portion of your life. I mean, to me, it would be really crazy. I got to have Magoo on. That's what we need to do. I need to introduce you, ladies and gentlemen, to Tony Magoo. And I said this before, one of the most talented people I've ever encountered. Talk about somebody who just breathes life into a radio station. The dude is, we only worked together for a short time, but the second he opened his mouth, I knew, I was like, oh my God, this guy's a winner. We have got it made. And I thought he was like the saving a radio station at WIMZ at the time. And I think he would have if they'd have continued to give us a chance. We had a three-man morning show. I haven't talked about it much, known as Billy, Magoo, and Zane. Story that goes along with Pull Back the Curtain. We had a longtime legendary guy in Knoxville by the name of Phil Williams. He's still there now doing his thing. Left the radio station. We were looking for a somebody to fill the spot. I was in the hot seat because I got in trouble, so I was going to get fired. But they were still shopping around looking for somebody to bring in here. They bring Magoo in for 1 week. Now, again, Magoo starts for a one-week trial with Billy and myself. I'm going to get fired, and I was told that by the guy who hired me and was going to fire me. We hit it off so well as a three-man show for 5 days, and I was only a producer then. We hit it off so well for 5 days that they brought me into the office and said, you guys did so great, and the story can now be told that we don't want you to be a producer, Eric. You are a producer in name, but you're a third member of the show. And your name is going to be on the sign. You're going to be Billy, Magoo, and Zane in the morning. And it can now be told we were going to fire you. But you guys did so amazing for a week that, holy crap, we got to get this on the air. And we were off and running. And then, Tony, what did they give us, like 3 months? Maybe six? It was a terrible, terrible arrangement. And they ended up putting John Boy and Billy on, sons of bitches. And they've been on there ever since. That show sucks my ass. Sorry. Not safe for work language. Idiot. All right. That's enough about the black hole. I'm done black holing. I'm done Magooing. I wanted to play this story for you from my good friends over at Wood TV 8. A little bit of background. The Spring Lake community near Muskegon. I think Spring Lake's near Muskegon. I get up there so rarely. Spring Lake, beautiful part of the state. And some dude decided to have a little fun at the Village of Spring Lake's expense. This is what he wanted to do. What he did was he established a Facebook page, a fake page called Village of Spring Lake. And that was it. And he didn't like do anything to make it seem like it was a fake story or anything, or a fake Facebook page. Sorry, I'm having a hard time. I can't even talk. What a dunce. But he's got this fake Facebook page, and he starts posting funny things on it, like right by us is Grand Haven, Michigan, and they have canceled the Coast Guard Festival for the upcoming Condominium Festival. That's kind of like a running gag because there's always new places popping up in Grand Haven, taking the charm out of the community, some would say. So that was the joke there. There was other jokes and things like that. But a few of the things pissed off the people in Spring Lake, like the village people who run the community. And they got pissed about this. So they reached out and they're like, hey, can you knock it off? And it kind of got off the rails. And before you know it, it's a news story. So here you go. This is how it sounded.
Facebook page making fun of a small Ottawa County village has led to confusion, name-calling, and even police action. But what one person says is just a little bit of fun has officials crying foul.
Barton Dieters went to Spring Lake today to get this story. Barton?
I'm standing here in front of the actual offices of the village of Spring Lake. But officials here say
I got to give you a little more information I forgot to tell you about. So he started to get a little bit more sinister in his posts, and that pissed them off. And while they were sorting this out, one of the people that runs the city referred to the guy, made a reference to a 37-year-old living with his parents and is a booger eater who does things like this. Didn't say the person by name, but it was pointed at the dude. And the dude happens to be a 37-year-old guy who lives with his parents. So she was firing back, lashing out. And that's how this went. I think my camera is about... Oh, I thought I lost my camera there. Oh, Jesus, that was scary.
But officials here say a Facebook page created by a resident caused confusion over what's real and what's fake.
Lee Painter started this page a few months ago claiming to represent the village of Spring Lake, but with some very unofficial content.
When people first clicked on it, if they didn't know better, for all intents and purposes, it appeared to be coming from the village.
Right.
Making fun of neighbors Grand Haven, saying it would be changing the Coast Guard Festival to Condominium Festival. Another says, quote, if you're having a bad day, just remember some people have to attend Muskegon Public Schools.
Okay.
Smack talk.
All right. Now, with that, I think it starts to get a little weird because there's aggressive things being said about like Muskegon. Like the schools thing probably is really what bummed him out. Because people were thinking that it actually was the village of Spring Lake, someone behind a keyboard representing the city. And there was nothing to think otherwise. So I kind of understand where the village is coming from in this. And but it still continued to go south. I mean, like if somebody decided to make a fake Eric Zane Show page, please don't. And then started saying racist things or something like that. And people were then sending me emails saying, you're a racist. I mean, that would really hurt me. Please don't do this. They shouldn't even have said anything. I'm such an idiot. I would have advertisers. I just need to shut up. Anyway.
Attend Muskegon Public Schools.
Smack-talking other cities.
Smack-talking other cities. Other people from other cities would show up and smack-talk back Spring Lake. And it was just a fun thing.
Grand Rapids got its share, and so did Holland, with this edgy take. Quote, rich Dutch heritage with teenagers shooting each other with AR-15s.
See, there you go.
That cost us our reputation.
Right on.
Because people are saying, I will never do business in the village of Spring Lake if this is how you speak ill of your neighbors.
Of course.
That's not funny.
Painter is a 37-year-old living with his parents.
I love how he says this. This is great.
Painter is a 37-year-old living with his parents.
One more time.
Parents, not in the basement, he says.
Okay.
And he's taught English in Columbia.
We had reached out to the...
I don't know why that was so out of left field. Are you trying to say one thing positive about this guy, Barton?
To the Michigan State Police Cyber Crimes Division. We reached out to Facebook. We reached out to the Attorney General.
Wow.
And they all said, we're going to investigate and get back to you.
They had an Ottawa County Sheriff Sergeant at my door here. And he was, threatening me, telling me what I did amounted to fraud and that the county prosecutor was considering charges.
Okay.
He agreed to change it to get rid of the logo and to clearly label the page as satire.
Nice. So, and if you look at it now, it says Village of Spring Lake Satire. And so you'd think that would be the end of this story. Brandon is already writing, fake Eric Zane Show Facebook in the works. Oh my God, I've created a monster. Please don't be racist.
The page is satire. In the midst of this brouhaha, the village manager put this on her personal Facebook page.
Watch this. Listen.
Any of that true?
No.
All right. It was what I was telling you about. It said, if you're a 37-year-old booger eater who lives in their parents' basement.
No.
If he read into that, his name was never attached to that.
So it's some other booger eater that you're referring to. It's not him that you're referring to in that post.
Oh, I didn't say that. I'm just saying that his name is not attached to that.
I didn't say
he's
that.
Demanded a public apology, and I'm saying your name's not on that.
This is a public official, writing
special.
These things. This is which is concerning because it's coming from the village manager.
Hold on a minute, Painter. Here you are now crying foul because she made the booger eater joke. And after, you know, all of the stuff you did to lead to the uncomfortable nature of all of this story, and she does one thing on her personal page, and you start crying like a snowflake. Come on.
Coming from the village manager of Spring Lake.
Painter says he was ready to take the page down, but now leaves it up as a matter of principle. And the village manager says now that the changes are made, the page really just isn't an issue anymore.
They don't care anymore.
The village council has a meeting here on Monday, and Mr. Painter's been invited to make his case before the elected officials. In Spring Lake, Barton Dieters, 24-hour News 8.
So I was in contact with this dude yesterday via Facebook. I'm like, hey, man, you should come on the show. And he's like, yeah, absolutely. And then we had to cut the conversation on Messenger short because he said local media is coming to see me, and he was referring to Barton. So I knew this story was coming. By the way, thanks to Nate Bull, who put me on this story to begin with. I appreciate that. So, you know, I was looking forward to getting this guy on. And I think, I don't know, maybe all of the attention from the Wood story has led to him maybe going to a media a silence at this point. So I reached out to him several times today. I said, hey, man, you should come on. But I haven't heard back. But I did talk to him yesterday. I wanted to get him on. But I don't know, man. I think his whining at the end of there was pretty suspect, if you ask me. So I guess no big deal. No harm, no foul at the end of the day. Thank you to Henry Steffes for being part of the show. Henry and Ashley, that amazing partnership. We're together helping us out at Kids Food Basket, making sack suppers for kids. And I was so happy to see him. And he is just a terrific, terrific guy. And he wants to work for you when it comes to selling your home. The Steffes Group of Keller Williams Realty, they do just that. Whether you're selling your home or you're looking to buy one. If you need more information, maybe not now, but somewhere down the road, or perhaps you know someone who does, you can get more information by going to my website, ericzaneshow.com, and click on the Steffes Group of Keller Williams Realty icon, or the their logo, if you will, and then off you go. So, and if you could maybe go to Henry's Facebook page, just search the Steffes Group on Facebook and like it. That is a good thing. If you're just arriving late on Facebook, a couple of questions. Why you wearing a suit? Nope. Hockey game tonight. And where's the can of Bush? I don't know. Damn it. I am not prepared. Not prepared indeed. I wish I had one. All right. We need to talk this next story about a crazy thing that happened to a person. I think it was Randall who sent this along. If I'm getting this wrong, I apologize. What we have here is a lady in Hung Chai Ting, China. Oh, Taiwan, pardon me. Doctors in Taiwan were baffled that a lady came in with a swollen eye and complaining she was in agony. And they didn't know what was up, so they're trying to get to the bottom of it. And they found, and this just came out via this study that accompanied this incident that happened, that something was terribly, terribly wrong with this lady's eye, and it wasn't just a pink eye or something like that. The woman, identified by her family name of He, so she is named He. I know that's weird, but stay with me now. He is a she. She thinks that what happened to her happened when she was at a relative's grave site, and she experienced something that caused her some pain. She washed her eyes with water, but the trouble kept occurring, so it wasn't long before she was at the doctor. 3 hours of agony, and she finally did arrive at the hospital. Doctors said, hey, you're suffering from cellulitis, which is a bacterial skin infection, and severe corneal erosion. And they go, well, she's like, why? What could cause that? And it sounds so terrible. And they said, yeah, what that means is bees, like buzz, bees are under your eyelid feasting on your eye meat and your tears. I'm not kidding. No joke. Sweat bees are what they're known as. They're tiny, little bees called sweat bees. They feed off of typically the nectar of fruit and obviously the nectar of eyes. Because she was sitting there with tears coming out of her eyes and the bees were in the going. Sweat bees, also known as something I can't pronounce, nest near graves and in fallen trees. So it's season. She was at a freaking, what do you call those things? Cemetery. So it's easy to come across them while hiking in the mountains, the doc explained. Oh, my God. Let me read this to you. This is from the doctor. The minuscule insects known as sweat bees are 3 to 4 millimeters in length. That's way too long. I thought they were going to be like the size of like you could barely see them. But no, 3 to 4 centimeters, you know, that's not that teeny tiny. Quote, I saw something that looked like insect legs in her eye. So I pulled them out. And put them under, I pulled them out under a microscope slowly and one at a time without damaging things inside the eye. Can you imagine if the dude's pulling out the frickin' bee and it's got its mandibles stuck on eye meat and he won't let go? Kind of like a pit bull biting a baby. Oh, sorry. Damn it. Pit bulls don't do that. It's a joke. Lighten the hell up. I'll whip your ass. I swear to God. You don't laugh at that joke. Let's see. That's about it. They ended up getting all the bees out of this chick's eye. There's only like 4 or 5 of them. They're drawn to human perspiration as well as nectar and pollen. The human perspiration and tears provides precious moisture and salts. Local media says that she was expected to make a full recovery. Folks, I'm out of time. I got to get to the damn game. I apologize for that because I got a bunch more stuff that I want to talk about, but I'm going to save it for the Patreon. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to save that for the Patreon. But before I go and wrap this up, I got one more thing I got to talk to you about. I do want to say a quick hello to the latest sponsor of the Eric Zane Show podcast, A&E Heating and Cooling. Talk about me slinging it out of the trunk of my car with a branching out on my own business, Eric Zane Show podcast, the whole deal. My friend Joe Martinez did the same thing, except he didn't leave like with getting fired. He left on his own. He worked for a big time heating and cooling company. And then one day said, you know, I think I can do this the way I want to do it and I can do a good job at it. And it's been going great for them ever since. I'm urging you that if you need anything for heating and cooling, you call on A&E Heating and Cooling. If you're in the greater Grand Rapids area, West Michigan, he's working in Muskegon the last couple of days. To reach him is 616-516-8579. That's 616-516-8579. It's also featured prominently on ericzaneshow.com. You can click there and see the number. And also that goes through to his Facebook page. He's got a special going on now. Normally it's $89 to get your air conditioner serviced, getting ready for the hot months here in Michigan. It's $79 if you mention my name, and you should get that checked. Don't just throw it on and just assume it's going to work because you know what's going to happen to you. It's going to get to be 110 degrees, and you're not going to be sleeping at night while that thing breaks down, and your wife's going to hate your guts. But if you take my advice and call A&E Heating and Cooling at 616-516-8579, you'll be good to go. And then you won't have an expensive after-hours call, which, you know, he's going to hate you for having to do that to him. But troubleshoot ahead of time to avoid the potential problems, okay? That's the way we do it. We'll get into an R. Kelly story coming up on the Patreon bonus podcast. If you like this free one, you're really going to love the Patreon bonus, okay? First of all, I swear like a mad sailor, and it's just, it's like this, but about 10 times more fun. And to get to that, you go to ericzaneshow.com, click on Patreon, and it'll take you through it. It's simple. You got to give me $5 a month, though, if you want the audio, $10 if you want the video, the audio, and I'll buy you a t-shirt. Boom! We're done. That is all I have for you. Go Griffs. Clinch it. Have a great one, folks. Talk to you down the road.